97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Roy back in studio. We are kind of hopping around here from guest to guest. Here for quandaries, back for polls.
Okay.
Didn't even know that's what we were talking about, did you?
Nope.
I got a whole bunch of polls here. I talked about some of these last week on the Annie Fry Show, but I wanted to bring them to you because I think they're good snapshots for just issues that Americans are facing.
And you do like your polls.
I do love polls. I love them. this one is about the ganja. Marijuana, Roy.
Hmm.
A new poll has found that exactly 50% of Americans have tried marijuana at some point in their life. Are you surprised at that number, either low or high?
50%. It's kind of an easy number, half. You know.
well, this is a real Gallup poll, and it's tracked. And that's just where it is now. They started this in 1969 asking this question.
I would say, because I lived a sheltered life and I'm not fun, that would seem high to me, except since it's this whole let's make it legal stuff has really picked up a lot of steam, that people have tried.
That's what it is. It's tried, not actively using.
I think it might be low.
I do too.
Yeah.
I thought it was low for people who've tried marijuana.
Yeah,
especially now. But listen to the way that this number has risen. In 1969, when Gallup started asking this question, 4% said they had tried pot. Now there might be a social stigma there where they're not answering that question. But in less than a decade, so this is throughout the 70s. The number rose by 20 percentage points to 24% by the end of the 70s. In 1985, 33% said they had tried it. 2015, we'd make a big jump there to 2015, the number finally breaks 40% for the first time.
Hmm.
Now, from 2015 to 2023, it is now at 50%. It's only going to rise, right?
Yes.
It's becoming more normal. It's becoming not just legal, but socially acceptable to talk about getting baked on the weekend.
Right.
In ways that I never would have experienced even when I was in college, which wasn't that long ago.
Right.
But people openly that I know, that I respect, are like, oh, yeah, we had some pot brownies. I'm like, you just this weekend, like just hanging out? And they're like, yeah. Like, that is a new threshold. And what I think the only concern I have is that, like, legally, there's a strong case to be made that drug usage should be legal as long as it's not affecting anybody else. Like, there should be very hard parameters around it. But there are people that will argue, hey, if you want to go do psychedelic mushrooms in the comfort of your own home and you're not driving and you're not affecting anybody, if you're a hermit and you're not beating your kids when you get crazy high or something, then that should be legal. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying I understand the argument.
Mm.
Like from a libertarian standpoint.
Yeah, definitely from that perspective.
But overall, and not to cut you off, but overall, do we really want to go down this road? I mean, is this what we're saying? Well, this is the next great movement in America is making people more drug addicted, or certainly it will become drug addicted, but at least using drugs. We want to make people more aware that they can use drugs and it's okay.
Well, the more we talk about it here, the more I'm thinking that 50% is way off, because I, you know, I'm thinking, okay, how many people have, you know, rolled a doob, you know, but I wasn't even thinking about the edibles.
Oh, yeah.
Which are probably through the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And I think that's more common now, because smoking is a thing.
Yeah.
But edible, eating a gummy?
Yeah.
That's real easy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, we're already gone, too far gone on that. There's no going back, at least from the marijuana standpoint.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, it's a gateway drug. It definitely is, because the minute it became legal in Missouri, you start seeing billboards for other drugs that, yeah. you may need this medicinally now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just step, step, step. It's just like the casinos, like, well, we'll just allow them to be on river boats that float down the Mississippi River and have to take a tour. Well, we won't make them make a tour anymore. Well, you just have to be near water. Well, you know, you got to have, it has to rain on the building once in a while. Like, that's the progression. That's what this is going to be.
Yeah.
I think by the time my kids are adults, you're going to see probably more hard drugs legal than ever before, because there's already a push for that. Not necessarily right where we're standing, but in certain states. Yeah. Parts
well,
of the country.
I read an article the other day about Oregon. They're actually starting.
Yeah.
People who were all for legalizing drugs are like, well, wait a minute, we tried it.
Oh, no, I did not see this.
Yeah. I'll have to figure out where that was and let you know. But there's kind of a movement among traditionally liberal or libertarian people saying, well, maybe this make it all legal wasn't such a good idea.
Well, because it just adds to people's problems who already are doing drugs isn't dealing with your problem.
Right.
It's masking the way you feel about it for a little while, and then that's what gets addictive about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it also opens the door up for more kids to be doing these things because it's more available.
Right.
And I think that we're going to be shocked to find, no, we won't. It'll be the same thing as anything. We'll all go, oh, yeah, that does suck.
Yeah.
And nothing will change. We'll just make it more legal because more people got more problems.
We'll be old crotchety guys saying, well, we told you so.
Man, I was an old crotchety guy when I was in my 20s.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, another poll. CBS News poll analysis looks at how Americans rate the economy through a partisan lens. I don't think there's going to be a huge surprise here that when Joe Biden is in office for the last few years, Democrats at about 50% say, you know what, the economy's okay.
Yeah.
Republicans at about 15%. So, we're living in different worlds that you try to spin your own actual experience based on what you want to be true.
Yeah.
During Trump, and this moves up and down a little bit, like it drops off in 2020 because the economy tanks. But generally, throughout Trump's term, you had Republicans at about 90% saying, yeah, the economy's pretty good. And Democrats at about 60%. So they weren't completely saying that it was terrible, but they did not want to acknowledge that it was really good.
Right.
And then during Obama, there is also a split. So it's not as if this is just Democrats denying reality and Republicans. Like, throughout Obama's term, well, I mean, maybe depending on how you read the economy from 2008 to 2016, you saw Republicans generally saying that the economy was getting better, but Democrats saying that it was getting better a lot faster. That's perception. That's somewhat understandable to me,
mm-hmm.
because it was getting better, but it was just slow. And you kind of did want to see that through your partisan lens a little bit. But here's what surprises me. During W. Bush, Republicans generally said at about 75% throughout most of his term that the economy was pretty good. Democrats at about 40%. This is general, but I just think there's a little bit of denying reality here going on, and probably both directions. But the way that I look at this poll is that if in the last few years you think the economy's pretty good, you're stupid.
Yeah.
And you're just a partisan. Like, you're not saying anything about reality. And then when it's really good, well, because it's Trump, I don't think it's good. That's ridiculous, right?
Right.
Anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think probably a lot of people, myself included, if somebody were to ask me about the economy, if I sat down and really, you know, okay, let's what are economic indicators? Most people don't do that. It's an all-encompassing, how do I generally feel about the way my life's going right now?
Yeah.
Even though the question is economy, I'm going to think about, okay, how much...
My economy.
Yeah, how much is gas cost and food? But generally, what do I feel like? And then you've got the influence of the media playing a role in that. It's not just everybody's being objective. You're going by what you hear.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they're pounding into your head, oh, Bush is terrible, the economy's terrible, that's going to influence some people.
But they weren't even able, they tried to tell you that the economy, they would look for anything they could find that was wrong during Trump.
Yeah.
And there was nothing.
Right.
Until they, literally the Democrat politicians, tanked the economy in 2020 on purpose by shutting it down. They said, here's the economy, it's good, we're going to make it bad.
Yes.
We're going to give a reason for that, and it's disease.
Yeah.
But that's what we're going to do. Anyway.
Well, I think your numbers point out the uniqueness of the Trump presidency and how that can even supersede when reality is so powerful, even a media against it. Mm-hmm. Even the Democrats have to acknowledge.
To an extent, but not fully. Here's what's sad, and we'll take a break right after this because I got a whole bunch more I want to come back with. But during George Bush the First, as in H.W. Bush, there was a partisan gap, but it wasn't as wide. So Republicans thought it was at, I don't know, about 50% to it dipped toward the end of his term, where Democrats thought it was a more about 25%. Which is still a gap, but it's not quite as wide.
Yeah.
During Clinton, everybody was almost exactly the same. There was almost no partisan gap during Clinton. So that just says to me that Republicans are at least a little bit more willing to acknowledge economic realities than
true.
Spin.
Yeah.
Not entirely, but a little bit more.
Yeah.
Let's stop there because I got a bunch more of these that I want to talk about with you. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.